What's up, everybody? My name is Jazz, and welcome to Love Her Melanin, where we celebrate all things that are Black and feminine, whatever that means to you. And today we have a very special guest who needs no introduction, but I'm going to let her introduce herself anyway. She's someone who I encountered a couple years ago. I've been following her ever since. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Sophie. I am a singer, songwriter, creative, just living.
All around
And
superstar. Yes.
all around, yes, all around.
All around superstar. All right. So first off, SLP, where did you get that name from? Is that your name? Is that a name you took? Like, where does that come from?
Yes, so that's my surname. My full name is Mame Isi.
Okay, cool. What made you
Yeah.
want to use your surname as like your stage name or the name people call you?
So back in high school, people used to call me by my surname, and I think it kind of just start from there on.
Okay, so it's
Yeah.
kind of like a thing of like you just kind of okay, that's cool, kind of like a connection for your childhood, whatever.
Yeah.
Does that name?
Senior high school before uni, so.
Okay, cool. So shout out to all the kids who gave her name. You created a superstar. You know what I'm saying? You didn't create the superstar.
Congrats.
You were part of the journey. You know what I mean?
Part of the journey.
Yeah, I apologize also to everybody who's watching. There's a little bit of delay, but you guys will be fine. You guys will be fine. Y'all be all right. Just focus on her, not me. Focus on that face. That side right there. Does the name SLP have any special meanings or anything to the audience who may not know?
Well, I have no idea. I know there's an account version. That is a Siri fee, but mine is a fancy version, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know the meaning of this. I will find out though. I will find out
Yeah. And you gave it its own
though.
special meaning, so that's good. That's good. All right, so she's a singer songwriter. Take us through your journey. Like, what is it about music that drew music to you? When did you fall in love with it? Was it your first love, second love? Talk to us.
So music has always been a first love. I've always loved music, and I have known since like junior high school that I wanted to do music because I was just obsessed with it. When I was young, my parents used to play music. They had their own unique taste. My mom likes country music, and she likes country music. She likes gospel. She likes, all these things. And my dad was like into the funk, reggae, and me being exposed to music as well, I picked up my own interests like with different genres, as I when I was younger, I'll just take a song and just listen till I get the lyrics, and I was just obsessed with music. That's what I'll say.
That's good. I love that. I love when people talk about music and it's actually like a first love for them because you could hear it in their performance. So you do not a lot of collaborations, but you do a lot of constant collaborations. How does that come about for you? Is it something where they're your friends or are you open to doing one with anybody? Because music is such like a personal thing for you. Like, how do you collaborate with people?
Sometimes it happens, going with the flow, it just happens. One day, maybe you're in a studio, your friend comes by, and then you're creating something. And then other days too is like you hear the song and you automatically know who you want on it or the type of artist you want on it. So you just reach out to them and do that. But for me, collaborations has been like have been organic. I just meet someone and I like their vibe, or I've known them for some time and I say, you need to work on something, and then just work on it. Yeah. However, there have been a few times where I've been paid for a verse. And even with that, it's still organic. It's
That's
still
good.
organic because if it's not organic, the vibes wouldn't be great. Even if it's business, there should be some kind of synergy. With everything.
I agree. I think you can even hear it when it's someone, and you can see how the difference is when someone like pays for a verse, and when someone, even if they pay for it, it's still like you said, it's organic. It's they want to be there. They actually like what they're doing. They vibe with you. They vibe with the music. You could hear the
Precisely.
difference. I don't have any examples off the top of my head. Even if I did, I probably wouldn't say them. But like, there's you could hear instances where it's like, yeah, you could tell that person just wanted this name on the song and didn't really do well, because you can hear it.
Because if that synergy is not there, it's like a mismatch. Like the spirit of the music won't come out, you know. It's just a vibe, it's just an energy, it's just a spirit. Like if it's not there, it's not there. I mean, if you throw some money at me though, I could do
I'll
some
force the
things
symmetry.
without.
We'll make the symmetry happen. It will come.
I mean, also being open to taking like criticisms from your fellow, you know, artists, and you know, just keeping an open mind.
What was something someone told you that it stuck with you, like a critique someone gave you that really stuck with you when it came
For
to?
me, I really listen to feedback, you know, because it's a product, right? Music is a product, and you need to be open to feedback so that you can polish the product. You know, you can't say that here is me and my time. And how would you go if, yeah? So since I started doing music, I've been taking advice and critique and, you know, like feedback. Like, I mean, some of them I won't agree with or I won't take, but I will take some as well. I think the first one was someone said they like a song of mine, but they couldn't hear the words. And that was pretty important to them. So I made it a point to try and enunciate my words when I'm doing a song, you know, or at least add like a lyric video or something to make it easier. So that's one thing. One advice that has stuck with me.
That's true, and it's really good that you're so open to like critique, because then that opens you up to a world of like possibilities and
You know,
reaching.
the thing is that some people are not seeking to criticize, they are seeking to disrespect you.
Yes.
Because if you there's always a way to critique that is not trying to embarrass the person, right? Or trying to, you know, there is a way. Like you have to see them in private and tell them that way, blah, 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 but not in a mean way. Because some people seek to embarrass you, and
Yes.
you know, so that's when they come like, yeah, critique is good, but yeah, sometimes it's hate, you know, and you
Yes.
need to know learn how to like distinguish between, you know, critique and hate, you know,
And I think it also comes
just
from
knowing
like
that.
you have to have like a strong sense of self, which I definitely see you have, like to be able to be like, okay, this I know this is. You know, and that's why we tell people you got to watch your tone. You to tell people like Erykah Badu said, you know, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are sensitive about the things that they work hard on. So, you as a person who's also giving the critique, you have to understand that, like, you know, you're looking at it from like someone, and we have this conversation all the time about musicians. And I don't know if you've been on Clubhouse a lot or on Twitter Space days. Yes, constant, you know, people, you know, are coming from the artistic side of like you and the business side and the consumer side. So you just got to understand, you know, when you're giving a critique, it has to make sense and it has to be something that could be fixed. You know what I'm saying? You don't like how the person sing. That's their voice. I don't know what to tell you.
Yes, exactly. Like what should they do about that now? Like you don't like the person's voice, change the song.
Like,
Right? Yeah, I mean, certain things are bad critique. Like when someone says, I don't like this song, yes, so what don't you like about this song? What
exactly.
exactly is the off factor for you? And if you can't describe what you don't like about the song, you shouldn't, you are not in the place,
It's
in the
critique.
right place to critique. Yeah. There should
Exactly.
be like an analysis of why you don't like the song, unless, you know, you just want to put the person's spirit down. There's a way to go about it. where you pinpoint the specific things that will actually make the person improve.
Exactly. If the person can't change something about it, just don't say it or don't listen to the song.
Yeah, pretty much like just ignore it or avoid it.
Has something influenced you to change, not your sound, but like explore different, because I know you said your parents listened to different genres and that all kind of encompassed your
Yeah.
interest for music. Like, has anything been a major influence on the type of music you make? Because I've listened to a lot of your music and it's different sounds. Like they all
Yeah.
are you to me. Like they all sound, they don't sound off. I don't know if I'm using the right, you know, me, I know I'm not an artist, so terminologies is a little bit,
I
but you
feel
know, it's
you.
like it's different, but it's all you. Like it doesn't sound
Yeah.
off-putting. So like what is your biggest influence when it comes to music? Like, do you look for what's the trending sound right now and incorporate it?
For me, it's what I am feeling at that moment because I feel like last year I gave your like love back to back. I mean, I gave your love, I gave your heartbreak, I gave your like, I gave your different things, but it was in the Afrobeat, the category where like I'm talking about love and things I may or may not be going through. But I just realized that I'm still processing certain feelings that happened last year. So this year for me, I'm in the mood to vent. So that is the reason why my sound changes. Like it is like a headspace, is a mood. And
I'm in the mood
sometimes,
to vent. I love that.
yeah, because for me, when something happens to me, I don't process it immediately. It takes a while. So when I'm ready to like talk about it with music, then that season is going to be filled with songs like that. You know what I mean? And yeah, it's the headspace. But also, I believe that I don't think there's any genre that is above me, to be honest. So whenever like something is thrown at me, is a new challenge for me to like conquer, So I just do it.
That's what's up. I like that. So let's talk about fake love. Let's talk about
Yeah.
fake love, because one of my favorite songs by you is I've Been Waha. And
Yeah.
that's a total 180. Well, maybe it's like,
Switch, yes.
you know, maybe it's like a 90 degree
Yeah.
switch. But let's talk about fake love. Talk to me. Like, what was the, because it was giving very much F you, I don't, is the venting you were talking about. Like, talk to me. What
Yeah.
was the process of
Yeah,
that
my
song? It
venting
was very
about it.
grunge, drill, like not super
Yeah.
lovey. Like, talk to me about it. What was that?
So I knew that a title with fake love, people would think is a love song or is a heartbreak song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
It's not.
it's not.
Spoiler, it's not.
It's not. So yeah, so this song came about because of like, when you've been through certain things for a while, like a couple of years or like some months, something like a long while, it becomes like it piles up and it becomes like an explosion. These were some feelings that just needed to come out publicly, but not in like a tweet, Twitter rant, but in a song, like where I'm like, you know what? Like I've done this music thing, like indie, like, for a while now. You said I'm good. You say I'm good. You're in the position to make changes to help, but then you don't. So then like, why are you being so fake in your love, And how do I believe that your love is genuine now? That's not like, why are you helping me now? Or
Now that
why
you
are
see
you not, yeah,
something.
why exactly? Or why is like, how can I believe that you love me? How can I believe this is genuine? And even Rioseh also further elaborates in her verse that when we drop music, like every time we've not dropped music, people are like rushing us, drop music, drop music. And when we drop the music, where are you now? Where, like, li literally, where are you all now? Like, where were you? Like, are you gonna disappear on us now that we've got dropped the music? So it's just like a whole storyline of us saying that, like, let your love be real, like, let your support be legit. Don't be that person who sneaks up into the the scene when everything is going well. Like, be the change maker, be part of the movement. You know, you're trying to like spark people's minds too. And then, and for other people, it could mean like, you know, hustle music. Like, we've hustled from when we were young. You know, there's nothing you can show us. You get me? You can't tell me that I'm not good enough. Like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna prove it to you that I can do exceedingly, you know. So it's a flex, it's a vent, it's also like a, you know, I think, is it teaching? No, more like, you know, inspiring people, yeah, to help more or to show genuine love. To
And
anybody they have to, yeah. Not just to creatives or to artists, like to anybody doing
just in
something.
general.
Yeah.
And I would even say like creatives and artists really need it more, because in a world where it's like, people are turning to creative things but still are looking down on like people's career. Because I remember, I'm not a stalker, I promise, but she tweeted, you SC tweeted like, when people look at you, when you say you're a full-time musician, they look at you like, what do you mean? Like, what is that? What are you doing? But it's like they consume the art, you know what I'm saying? They consume it,
Exactly.
but they look down on people who create it. And to me, that just doesn't make any sense. But
It's really sad, especially here in Ghana. You really look down on artists and say like, "Are you gonna make money? Are you gonna make money? Are you gonna make money?" Like, they don't trust the process. They don't believe in the talent. They have no confidence for the artist here, and it's sad, you know. And it's sad that we have to like do twice the work to prove ourselves and still not getting the effect or the immediate effect that's supposed to have, you know.
I was even gonna ask you, so that was a perfect segue to my next question. I don't know if you are aware who APM World is, but he's a really good friend of mine. He's a photographer, he's a director, he's a videographer, he do all. Do all when it comes to the camera, you do all. And I also had a conversation with him for the podcast as well, and we were talking about support coming from the whole episode was about support. And if you know me personally, and my friends out there know, that's my biggest, you talk about vent on a song, if I could sing I would do that. I can't sing, so I chat. It's a thing where it's like people don't want to seem like it's easy to like be a fan or do too much for someone like Drake or Beyonce because you don't know them.
Come again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, of course, I got
Can,
you.
sorry, can
It's okay. Yeah. The Zoom acts up sometimes, but kind of like what I
yeah.
was saying is when it comes to support, a lot of people don't like, they want to be able to say they were a part of the journey because it sounds cool, but
Yeah.
they don't want to be the odd one out where it's like they're going hard for you and they don't see the results right away. And that's
Exactly.
a thing. So
Exactly.
I'm glad you said that, because that's something that as a people we need to do better, because we see other people like doing well, and then that's when they want to be like, oh yeah, that person's from my home state or my home city or whatever, what have you.
Oh,
And
yeah, I did this, I did that,
I
or they.
I went to their concert, I helped her do this. And it's like, no, you didn't. You were there for like 2 seconds and then you did.
Yeah, some people like they kind of like, you know, encourage you, but then they're in positions to do something about it, and they do nothing. So it's like you're not being legit with it, you know.
Fake love, you see? That's like you were saying. So like I said, one of my favorite songs by you is I've Been Waha, and you featured CeCe Abua. How did that
Yeah.
collaboration come about? Because the two of you sounded like blended together perfectly, like your voices blended together perfectly on the song. So how did that come about?
Thank you so much. So I was in a studio with Fortune Dane, producer Fortune Dane, and we were just like vibing, seeing whether I would record a song or not. And CeCe stopped by. the studio that was mixed down in 2019. Yeah. She swung by and no, it was in 2019. And we created the song. And yeah, that was like the history like behind it. We
That's
created a
beautiful.
song and we loved it. Like, I mean, when we created it, it was I wrote some parts, she wrote some parts, and I also like harmonized with her in the chorus and in some other parts of the song. So we were just like in sync the whole time.
Yeah.
Synergy. That was a good day.
Just like you were saying, like you could hear it and you could feel it because your voices just fit so perfectly. Like when you
Yeah.
sing the chorus, and it's like the voices, he's like, oh, I've been, I'm not gonna embarrass myself on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it fit perfectly. So when it comes to, I want to know your opinion on this. When it comes to female artists in Ghana, how do you think, as a collective, you all are doing when it comes to being seen, being marketed, being respected? Like, how do you feel about the camaraderie, like between all of you? Like, do you feel like it's a sisterhood? Do you feel like it's a competition with the men singers? Like, how do you feel overall the industry is for you all?
For us women, I feel like it is now that there is an intentional effort to even push some of the female artists seeing the disparities. It's now that it's kind of happening, but even so, it's not yet enough, you know, it's not nearly enough. And I would say that the industry is not easy for women just because there are not enough women in the space to protect ourselves, like to help or to like keep up, because there's so many predatory men in the space, you know, in the media space, and it's interesting, you know, navigating that. But I'm not saying it's not doable. It's just sometimes it's just tiring and it can make somebody quit, you know. And I feel like that's some of the reason why some of the reasons why, sorry, some of the reasons why some women also like fall off. Yeah. Also sisterhood, right? It's not everybody who can be fans, and that's okay, but we need to collaborate more, and you know, we need to also become friends more. You know, I have a few friends in the industry, but I wouldn't say I have so much, because I'm friends with Darkwa, I'm friends with Titi Owusu. And they are really good friends of mine. I'm friends with Kalifina. I'm friends with Naya, you know. Like I'm friends with Annabelle. Like I'm cool with a lot of the women in the space, you know. But yeah, and you know, I'm cool with Sina, so yeah. Ria Boss. A lot more. So I feel like we just need to keep it cool and collaborate more. And in that way, we can share fan bases and show people what we've got together.
That's cool. I love that. And just, my last and final question for you. Just so we can, slowly wind down. Do you have like a dream collaborator, whether it's songwriting, producing, or someone to do a verse with you? Do you have a dream collaboration? Like, if you could make it happen, you would. Back. Sorry for that, y'all. You
That's
know,
all right.
Zoom be playing with us sometimes. But I just wanted to ask you really quickly. Before we headed out and you go and you do your mystical content creation thing, do you have a dream collaboration, and what are some things that we could look forward to in the future from you?
I do have a dream collaboration. I want to collaborate with Amare. I would like to collaborate with Tems. Who else? I mean, these are like my top before like everybody else, who's like everybody else.
Mm.
Yes. I mean, not saying that I don't stan everybody, but I feel like these people are the ones that
Yeah.
my voice would like we would kill it together, you know, most. But I'll
Yeah.
kill it with anybody though.
Yes, I love that
Yeah.
confidence. Period. Period. So, and what are some things that we can look forward to from you in the future?
Yeah, so my show is coming on this Saturday, so I'm doing that at Three Music, and I am releasing an EP soon. I have a single coming out soon, and then an EP. Yeah, so get ready for it.
Yes.
I just got a name for it this week, and I'm just excited.
Yes, and we're going to hear that announcement very soon. I'm excited to continue to keep up with you. And this is, do you have any advice to all the little girls in Ghana and abroad when it comes to wanting to do anything creative or non-creative?
I would say that they should just start and keep doing it, keep getting better, and if that's what they really want to do, they should learn it well and do it well.
That's so sad. I love that. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day,
Thank you
to come
too
chat with
for
me.
considering me for an interview.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Of course, this is Love Her Melanin. We show love to all the Black fams out here. Of course, I have to highlight them. And it's kind of like what you said. I need to do my due diligence as a young Ghanaian American woman. I got to do my due diligence to help, you know. The country in whatever way, in small way that I can, in my own supportive way. Make sure you follow SLP on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Audiomack, BoomPlay, SoundCloud, Apple Music. But we'll have all her
Yes.
links. All her links will be
Yeah.
everywhere. Make sure you follow us at Love Her Melanin Podcast on Instagram. Subscribe to us, Love Her Melanin, on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us a like, a comment, a subscribe, and please share the video. Let us know your thoughts. If you're listening on any podcast platform, please give us a rate. 5 stars is preferable, but I mean, do you, I guess, whatever you want to give me, and give us a review so that we can better ourselves. Thank you so much again. Make sure you support the girls as we always do. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you.